Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota-Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you. Last week, I shared that during the summer of 2010, humanity experienced an awesome shift that allowed our I Am presences to burst the bonds of our fear-based and manipulative human egos. These wayward aspects of our personalities were then escorted into the higher schools of learning in the inner planes by our I Am presences. In time, our egos will be transformed into a higher aspect of life, and eventually they will be returned to the heart of our I Am presences, since there is no separation, and we are one. Today we're going to talk about integrating the I Am presence. At this time, the most positive thing we can do to assist with this process is to raise the energy, vibration, and consciousness of our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies into the highest frequencies possible. That way, our I Am presence will be able to take full dominion of these vehicles. And when this occurs, we will have a much easier time responding through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings to our life situations in a positive way from a higher order of being. Today we're going to participate in some activities of light that will help us do just that. We will also serve as surrogates on behalf of all humanity so that this will happen more easily for the I Am presences of every man, woman, and child on this planet. Since there is no separation, and since we are all one, we have the ability to invoke the I Am presence of every other person on this planet and ask that divinity to intervene in their lives. This is what we are going to do on this sacred and holy day. As you listen to our program today, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this online broadcast with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we are co-creating a chalice of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this sweet earth. Now, as we begin this special time together, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breadth. Now experience the infinite love of our Father, Mother, God flowing through your heart flame into the heart flames of every man, woman, and child on earth. Know that as the love of God lifts you up, all life is being lifted up with you. The enlightening information we're going to explore today and the exercises that have been given to us by the Company of Heaven are designed to assist humanity in raising the frequency of our four earthly bodies. This information is being given to humanity now by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth. The divine intent of these celestial sharings is to give each of us greater clarity and understanding as we progress through these wondrous but often challenging times. Remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. So what does this miraculous event, the fact that our I Am presence has burst the bonds of our human ego, mean to life on this planet? This miraculous event, God victoriously liberated the earthly bodies of humanity from the grip of our human egos. What that means for each and every person evolving on this planet is that we are free. We are free. We are eternally free. Now comes the critical step for each of us. As I mentioned last week, our etheric bodies are known as the seat of all memory. Everything we have experienced through all of our earthly sojourns is recorded in our etheric body. That means that the memories of our human egos, devious schemes, and deceptions are also recorded in this vehicle. Since we are all creatures of habit, if we do not stay focused on our I Am presence, it will be very easy for us to just have a reflex response to our life experiences that imitates our ego's past behavior. This will occur simply because we're familiar with these responses, and that's the way we're used to acting out in the past. It is our responsibility now to be present, conscious, and focused in every moment of our lives. Daily and hourly, we must think and be aligned with our I Am presence before we respond to a situation. We must move away from any trace of fear. And we can do this by saying to ourselves, I am my I Am presence. From this level of divine consciousness, I will now respond to this situation. How will I add to the world? How will I add to the light of the world through my thoughts, words, feelings, actions, beliefs, and attitudes in this particular instance? If we ask ourselves these questions before we respond and then listen to the divine guidance of our I Am presence, which will reverberate through our inner knowing within the divinity of our hearts, we will be able to respond in very positive ways. Without the interference of our human egos, we will be able to hear the guidance of our I Am presence now in new and profound ways. This has always been extremely difficult in the past because of the mind chatter and the interference of our human egos. But that is over. Everything has changed. It's time for us to listen now and to trust ourselves. An easy test to be sure that you are responding to the guidance of your I Am presence and not merely reconnecting to the etheric records and memories of your human ego. Ask yourself, is this response free of fear? Is it the most positive way of handling this situation? Does this response involve the highest good for all concerned? Am I adding to the light of the world by responding in this way? I'm going to repeat those questions so they can really be recorded in our etheric bodies and in our minds so that we will have them at our fingertips with each and every situation that arises in our lives that we are trying to respond to through the wisdom and understanding of our I Am presence and not just the reflex response of our past behaviors through the human ego consciousness. So ask yourself, with every situation, before you respond, is this response free from fear? Is it the most positive way of handling this situation? Does this response involve the highest good for all concerned? And most importantly, am I adding to the light of the world by responding in this way? If your answer is no to any of these questions, then know that the guidance is not coming from your I Am presence. You are merely responding from the residual havoc of your ego from the past. Instead of acting out of that old habit, center yourself again and ask your I Am presence for guidance. Do this as many times as you need to until you're able to answer yes to all of these questions. Many people are not aware on a conscious level that their I Am presence has succeeded in bursting the bonds of their human ego and that they are now free from their ego's fear-based response and manipulation. They may not even realize that they have an I Am presence. Consequently, they will not know about asking their I Am Presence these important questions before responding to the situations in their lives. These people, unfortunately, are going to be more prone to acting out of the old habits and the obsolete behavior patterns of their human ego. But there is an answer to this problem, and the Company of Heaven is asking for our assistance in resolving this situation. Since we are one with all of our sisters and brothers in the family of humanity, we can invoke our I Am Presence on their behalf. Everyone still has the free will to ignore the inner guidance of their I Am Presence. But without the interference from their human ego, they will hear this guidance much more easily, more clearly, and more positively. The important thing to remember is that our I Am Presence is very practical. Therefore, the guidance from our I Am Presence always involves viable options and solutions that will enhance our lives and the lives of everyone involved. It's hard to keep resisting this kind of guidance when we hear it from our inner heart center. As we perpetually invoke the I Am Presences of our sisters and brothers around the world and ask them to intervene in our sisters and brothers' lives, eventually even the most resistant person is going to respond to the heart call of their I Am Presence and to those inner promptings. Then that person will see the life-enhancing results of their actions when they responded to their inner knowing and the guidance from their hearts. This will motivate them to listen to that inner guidance on a regular basis and to respond more consistently to that inner voice. It is impossible for us to truly comprehend the magnitude of what it means for all of us to be free from the manipulation of our egos. But our lives have been transformed. Instead of feeling like we are struggling to accomplish our goals by walking through tar with gale-force winds blowing in our faces, we are now empowered in new ways by our I Am Presence and the divine intervention of the heavenly realms. The patterns of perfection we focus on for our individual life and our collective lives as the family of humanity will now manifest much more quickly. And through the newly created template of unity consciousness that humanity and the Company of Heaven co-created this summer, and humanity's newfound freedom from our human egos, we will co-create the new earth in a very tangible way much sooner than we ever dreamed possible. Day by day, things are going to get better on this planet. Pay attention and empower only that which reflects a higher order of being associated with your I Am Presence. Then you will be an instrument of God, and you will automatically empower the patterns of perfection for the new earth with your every thought, word, action, and feeling. Know that through your I Am Presence, you are the divine qualities of liberty, divine justice, freedom, and victory that are now freeing humanity and all of the energy bonds within humanity, which include the relationships and the interactions of all people, all races, all religions, all organizations, and all nations. You are your I Am Presence, liberating these interactions into the harmony of a higher order of being. Thus, you are expanding the influence of humanity's I Am Presence throughout this planet. You know this higher reality within your heart and mind already. And through your I Am Presence, you can be the calm ocean of these divine qualities, flooding the earth daily and hourly with every breath you take. We have God victoriously made the quantum leap up the fifth dimensional spiral of evolution, and now there is no turning back. Be at peace and enjoy the rest of this unfolding process. Your time has come, and so it is. Now we're going to join together in some exercises that have been given to us by the Company of Heaven to help us at this moment integrate our I Am presence into our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional body. This exercise is called Getting in Touch with My I Am Presence, and it is recorded in the Book of Invocations that we have through the New Age Study of Humanity's Purpose called I Am Co-Creating the New Earth. This book is available on our website if you're interested. It is filled with all kinds of very powerful invocations, affirmations, visualizations, and prayers that will help us to become one with our I Am presence so that we can truly be that instrument of God. Our website is eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace.org. And the Book of Invocations is I Am Co-Creating the New Earth. Just for a moment, go within to the divinity of your heart and center yourself. Know that your I Am presence is now standing in readiness, waiting the opportunity to take full dominion of your thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, unimpeded by the interference of your human ego. These activities of light, I'm going to speak in the first person so that we will each experience them individually. But know that we have invoked the mighty I Am presence of every man, woman, and child, and we are asking those presences of divinity within every person to absorb this energy simultaneously with us and to allow it to reflect through the four lower bodies of each person in perfect alignment with their divine plans and with their very highest good. We are speaking now collectively as one voice, one breath, one heartbeat, one consciousness, and one energy and vibration of pure divine love. We are one collective I Am presence. And we begin. Communing with my I Am presence is the key to my spiritual freedom and ultimately my ascension in the light. There are many ways to accomplish this communion, and each person will have his or her unique variations. On this sacred and holy day, I am going to go through five basic steps and some simple guidelines that have been given to us by the Company of Heaven. The first step of this process is for us to become quiet and relax. Be still and know. The second step is to call forth a force field of protection. The third step is to reach up into the octaves of light. The fourth step is to invoke my I Am presence. And the fifth step is to listen. Be still and know that I am God. And I now participate in the first step. Become quiet and relax. I sit comfortably in my chair with my arms and legs uncrossed, and my spine as straight as possible. I inhale and relax deeply several times. I let go of any tension or stress in my body or my mind, and I gently command every cell and organ in my body to relax. Precious cells and organs, be still and know. Being still is known in many ways. It is known as entering the silence. It is known as being in tune with the infinite. And it is known as going within. This is a stillness that permeates every level of my being. It begins with my physical body, and I speak to each part of my body and tell it to relax. I start with my feet, and I move all the way up to my scalp. Each time I do this exercise, I become more and more proficient, and soon I will only have to command my body to relax, and instantaneously it will respond. My feet relax. My legs and calves relax. My knees, my thighs, my hips, my abdomen, my upper torso and my chest, my arms and hands, my neck, my head and face and my scalp, instantaneously relax. My etheric body contains the records and memories of my past. My mental body involves my thoughts, and my emotional bodies reflect my feelings. These vehicles must also be relaxed and silenced, and I consciously release from my heart and mind everything less than harmony. I now cover anything else that may distract me from this exercise in a blanket of pure divine love, and just release it and let it go. My relaxation is now complete, and I feel myself entering the immortal Victoria threefold flame in my heart. And I affirm with deep feelings 9 times, I am that I am. 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 All is in readiness, and I gently move to the next step of invoking a force field of divine protection. Light is the most powerful emanation in all creation. In this step, I invoke the full power of God's will and protection. In the name of the Almighty Presence of God, I am. I invoke from the very heart of God an invincible shaft of light, pulsating with God's will and infinite protection. This is a shaft of sapphire blue light that now flows from the heart of God. It envelops my bodies and penetrates deep into the earth below me. This magnificent light of divine will and protection from the heart of God encapsulates my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies in an invincible force field of divine will and protection. This force field of protection cuts free anything that is not of the light from within me, and it prevents anything that is not of the light from entering my earthly bodies or the sacred space around me. I am completely and eternally protected. I now proceed to the next step as I reach into the octaves of light. This step is used to raise the vibratory level of my four earthly bodies, enabling me to reach up past the chaos of the psychic astral realm and the sea of negativity around the planet into the realms of illumined truth. I invoke the 12 solar aspects of deity from the very heart of my Father, Mother, God. These are the divine qualities of light that activate and express through my mighty I Am presence. This powerful light from the very heart of God floods my being, and I consciously direct it into every electron, every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of my four earthly bodies. This sacred fire expands through my physical brain structure, and it flows down my spinal cord into my 12 fifth-dimensional solar chakras. This scintillating light from the very heart of God calms my thoughts and activates the dormant centers of my brain, my pituitary, pineal, and hypothalamus glands, and the ganglionic center at the base of my brain, awakening these spiritual brain centers, activating my crown chakra to a new level of enlightenment, wisdom, and understanding, which enables me to clearly perceive my I Am presence and to openly and honestly communicate with this being of light that is my true divinity. Every fiber of my being is now pulsating with the 12 solar aspects of deity, and I am ready to ascend into the realms of illumined truth. I start with my feet, and I see a light from the 12 solar aspects of deity to begin slowly encircling my feet, spinning around my ankles and my feet. The swirling vortex of this energy, known as the circle of the sacred 12, accelerates the energy, vibration, and consciousness of my four earthly bodies. As it ascends through my legs, it begins to build in momentum, rising up through my legs into my torso. The circle of the sacred 12 now rises higher and higher until my four earthly bodies are surrounded in this whirling force field of electronic light, comprised of the 12 solar aspects of deity and all of the divine momentum of my I Am presence. I am now ascending up the sapphire blue shaft of God's will and protection that has been projected in through and around me from the heart of my Father, Mother, God. I easily ascend through this shaft of light into the realms of eternal light. As I enter the pure land of boundless splendor and infinite light, in the heavenly realms. Very slowly, I let the light from the circle of the sacred 12 unwind back down to my feet, and I remain within this realm of eternal light, vibrating at an infinite frequency of God's perfection. Within this light, I am able to see myself now as my I Am Presence. I know now that my I Am Presence is not a separate part of my divinity that is guiding me from outside of myself. It is who I am. And it now, without interference of the human ego, can guide and direct my thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. I am one with this aspect of my divinity. The separation is no more. And I gently move to the next step of communing with my I Am Presence. Within this higher frequency of God's infinite perfection, the pure land of boundless splendor and infinite light, I ask my I Am Presence for guidance and direction to assist me in fulfilling my divine plan. Through the power of God pulsating in my heart, I invoke my mighty I Am Presence to take command of my four earthly bodies. Beloved I Am Presence, walk through me. Raise me up to my source and unite me with the one presence of all life, my omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is. Bring forth the divine energies from the heart of my Father, Mother, God that are necessary for me to know only perfection of God in all things. Through this light, allow me to experience only God's love, God's life, and God's light in all I see, feel, think, say, and do this sacred day and forever. Beloved I Am, beloved I Am, beloved I Am. My I Am Presence has now taken dominion within my heart, and I ask my I Am Presence any questions I have. I ask for clarity, understanding, and guidance regarding all of my needs. And in this moment, in the silence of my heart, these questions are answered. Now, I proceed to the next step, which is a state of listening grace. I now open all of my receiving circuits, and I listen. I remind myself that I am not going to fall asleep. My mind is still, and I maintain the strength to receive any spiritual clarity. The outer world is closed out, and I listen to the rhythm of my heartbeat. I experience the harmony of my I Am Presence, and I am one with the rhythm of the universe. Telepathy is a passive detection of a thought. I am not concentrating on receiving. I am not thinking. I am passive. I am peaceful. I am receptive. I am listening. that I am God. Be still and know I am. Be still and know. Be still. Be. In the quiet of my sanctuary, I will have the opportunity to listen to that inner voice for as long as I need to, as long as the response is pouring through my heart flame. I accept what has been given to me this day and know that it is recorded in my etheric body and is available whenever I need it for the guidance in my life. And then the answer to the questions that I have asked. I now am giving my God presence, my I Am presence, full dominion of my life. Mighty I Am presence, take command of my outer self this sacred and holy day. Take command of my every thought, feeling, spoken word, action, and reaction. Produce your perfection and hold your dominion within me. Put and keep me always in my right and perfect place. Show me the perfect thing to do, and through me, do it perfectly. I ask that this be God victoriously accomplished right here and right now, and eternally sustained through the essence of God, I Am. And so it is. I know that there is a greater presence in action through me now. In the name of the magnificent flame of life, I am. I do now affirm that in all areas of my life and service, I am relinquishing myself and my human will to God's will. I am relinquishing myself and my human will to God's will. I am relinquishing myself and my human will to God's will. As my embodied I Am presence, now made manifest tangibly in the physical plane of earth, I know there is a greater power than myself in action here. I know there is a greater power than myself in action here. I know there is a greater power than myself in action here. I know there is a greater wisdom than myself in action here. I know there is a greater wisdom than myself in action here. I know there is a greater wisdom than myself in action here. I know there is a greater love than myself in action here. I know there is a greater love than myself in action here. I know there is a greater love than myself in action here. This is the victory of the light in action through me, and I accept this as truth in all areas of my life and service, and on behalf of all humanity through their own individualized I Am presence. I am that greater presence in action here. I am that greater presence in action here. I am that greater presence in action here. I am that I am. I am that I am. I am that I am. And so it is. Beloved I Am Presence, I ask you now to restore my life. Beloved I Am Presence, I love and adore you. Shine through my every effort at becoming one with you. O flaming presence of light, let the gift of divine love, which is yours alone to give, flow through me to set all life free. I ask that I might be love's open door as I accelerate my journey toward eternal oneness with you. I consciously draw back to myself all of my own energies that I am so desirous of loving free. Help me, beloved I Am Presence, to love myself free, all of my returning energy, as I am about the business of loving all life free. I am reclaiming all of my energies back into the heart of love. I am reclaiming all of my energies back into the heart of love. I am reclaiming all of my energies back into the heart of love. I am the light of God in action, loving me and all life free. I am the light of God in action, loving me and all life free. I am the light of God in action, loving me and all life free. I am grateful to the violet flame, the most powerful aspect of freedom's love, that instantly transmutes all outstanding energy back into perfection. I accept this activity of light is increasing daily and hourly, moment by moment, the maximum that cosmic law will allow, until I am eternally free from all of my past transgressions of the laws of love and harmony. What I ask for myself, I invoke on behalf of all humanity, because I am one with all life. And as I am lifted up, all life is being lifted up with me. I am my I Am Presence. I am my I Am Presence. I am my I Am Presence. And so it is. Now I intensify the light of the 12 solar aspects of deity through my fifth dimensional solar spine, which is the vehicle through which my I Am Presence is integrating into my four lower bodies. Through the presence of God, I am, I now invoke the mighty solar Elohim, the builders of form, to project their luminous presence into the atmosphere of Earth. Blessed ones, accelerate and expand the circle of the sacred 12 and the divine qualities associated with each of the 12 solar aspects of deity through my fifth dimensional solar spine and my 12 solar chakras. Project this divine light into every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of my earthly bodies, and lift every frequency of vibration in these vehicles into the infinite perfection of my solar light bodies. I clearly perceive that my 12 solar chakras and the corresponding solar meridians in my fifth dimensional solar spine are unique and are radiating light in ways that I have not experienced in the past. I clearly see that now each of my fifth dimensional solar chakras radiates all 12 solar aspects of deity all of the time This is the true meaning of the circle of the sacred 12. All 12 of my chakras are radiating all 12 solar aspects of deity. Each chakra is a sphere of light, a radiant sun, pulsating in all directions, the full momentum of the 12 solar aspects of deity. Now, beloved Elohim, expand the infinite power and light of the circle of the sacred 12 through each and all of my solar chakras. I now experience the 12 solar aspects of deity as they expand one by one through all 12 of my solar chakras. First, I experience the first solar aspect of deity, which is sapphire blue. It is pulsating with the divine qualities of God's will, illumined faith, power, protection, and God's first cause of perfection. As my I Am presence amplifies this aspect of deity through all 12 chakras, my 12 solar chakras each become a blazing sapphire blue sun of God's first cause of perfection, divine will, power, and protection. Now the mighty Elohim expands through my I Am presence the second solar aspect of deity, which is sunshine yellow. This light pulsates with the divine qualities of enlightenment, wisdom, illumination, understanding, perception, and constancy. Under the direction of my I Am presence, each of my 12 solar chakras now becomes a sunshine yellow sun of the second solar aspect of deity, blazing these divine qualities through me and all life on this planet. The Elohim now projects the third solar aspect of deity through my solar spine and my 12 solar chakras. This aspect of deity is crystalline pink, and as my I Am presence expands it through my solar chakras, the divine qualities of transfiguring divine love, tolerance, adoration, and reverence for all life begin expanding through each chakra, and each chakra becomes a radiant, crystalline pink sun of pure light. The Elohim now expand the fourth solar aspect of deity into the heart of my I Am presence, and my I Am presence breathes this light into my 12 solar chakras through my fifth dimensional solar spine. The fourth solar aspect of deity is white, and the divine qualities now pulsating through my 12 solar chakras are purity, hope, the immaculate concept, restoration, resurrection, and ascension. Each of my chakras becomes a blazing white sun of pure divine light that radiates through me and through all life on this planet. The Elohim now project forth the fifth solar aspect of deity into the heart of my I Am presence. My I Am presence then breathes this divine aspect of deity through my spinal column, and it begins radiating out through my 12 solar chakras. The fifth solar aspect of deity is emerald green and pulsates with the divine qualities of illumined truth, healing, consecration, concentration, and inner vision. With the expansion of this light, my 12 solar chakras become emerald green suns and radiate this divine light through me and all life on this planet. now the Elohim, project the sixth solar aspect of deity, which is ruby gold, through my I Am presence, my spinal column, and my 12 solar chakras. The sixth solar aspect of deity pulsates with the divine qualities of ministering grace, healing, devotional worship, and peace. As my I Am presence expands this light through all 12 chakras, they become ruby gold suns of pure divine light, radiating through my four lower bodies and all life on this planet. The Elohim now project forth the seventh solar aspect of deity, which is violet. The violet flame is projected into the heart of my I Am presence, who breathes this sacred light through my fifth dimensional solar spine and my 12 solar chakras. As my chakras become pulsating violet suns of pure light, the divine qualities of freedom, liberty, justice, victory, mercy, compassion, forgiveness, and transmutation pulsate through me and bless all life on this planet. The Elohim now breathes forth the 12th solar aspect of deity, which is a beautiful aquamarine radiance of light. This light is absorbed by my I Am presence and breathed through my fifth dimensional solar spine and chakras until my chakras become blazing aquamarine suns, projecting forth the divine qualities of clarity, lucidity, divine perception, and discernment. This light pulsates in through and around me and expands to bless all life on this planet. The Elohim now breathes forth the ninth solar aspect of deity, which is magenta. This beautiful light radiates through my I Am presence into my fifth dimensional spinal column through my 12 solar chakras. And as my chakras become blazing magenta suns of pure light, the divine qualities of harmony, balance, assurance, and confidence pulsate through me and flood the planet to bless all life. The Elohim now project forth the 10th solar aspect of deity, which is gold. This light is breathed into the heart of my I Am presence and projected through my spinal column and my 12 solar chakras until these aspects of me become radiant golden suns of light, pulsating with the divine qualities of eternal peace, prosperity, abundance, and the God supply of all good things. Now, I experience the 11th solar aspect of deity, which is peach. As this light is breathed forth from the mighty Elohim into the heart of my I Am presence, it begins to expand through my fifth dimensional solar spine and my 12 solar chakras. My 12 solar chakras become wonderful peach suns of pure light, pulsating forth the divine qualities of divine purpose, enthusiasm, and joy. These qualities radiate through me to bless all life on this sweet earth. And finally, I experience the 12th solar aspect of deity, which is opal. The mighty Elohim expand this divine light into my heart flame, through my spinal column, and my chakras become blazing opal suns of pure divine light. the divine qualities of transformation and transfiguration pulsate through my chakras, filling my physical bodies and expanding out through me to bless all life on this planet. I accept this activity of light, these gifts that have been given to me this sacred and holy day, have been secured through my heart flame, my spinal column and chakras, and through those of all humanity, through their mighty I Am presence. I acknowledge now that I am one with all life, and the victory of God has been God victoriously accomplished and brought to fruition. I gently return my consciousness to the room and become aware of my physical bodies. Precious hearts, I want to thank you for joining with me on this sacred and holy day. I ask that you join with me again next week as we expand our activities of light through the heart flames of every man, woman, and child. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.